podcast is sponsored by Audible. Audible, stay connected, informed, and inspired. Try Audible Premium Plus for 30 days free. Your 30-day trial comes with 1 credit, 2 credits for Prime members, good for any premium selection titles you like, yours to keep. With the Audible Plus catalog of podcasts, audiobooks, guided wellness, and Audible originals, you can listen all you want. No credits needed. Go to www.audibletrial.com/entertainmentrants to start your Audible Premium Plus 30-day trial today. $14.95 a month after 30 days. Cancel anytime. Audible, it's time to start listening.
Welcome to the Entertainment Rants Podcast, your number one opinion source for all things entertainment. Join host Marco Mazzola as he sounds off on the latest movies, TV, music, gaming, comic books, and more. Now, here's the man of the hour, Marco Mazzola.
Hello again, everybody, and welcome to the Entertainment Rants Podcast. I'm, as always, your host, Marco Mazzola, and today, myself and the Ranters are going to be going over episode 2 of The Mandalorian. So let's say hello to everybody. Hello, Bruno.
Our people are scattered like stars in the galaxy.
I love it. Give me chills, Bruno. I love it. Mila.
Yo.
And Larry.
Hey.
And I'm Mila.
Hey.
And Mila. Yep. All right, gang. Episode 2, Season 3, The Mines of Mandalore. This one takes Din Djarin to Mandalore, back to Mandalore, which is supposed to be basically forsaken, right? It had been bombed in the Purge
yeah,
by the Empire.
Cursed and poisoned.
Cursed, poisoned. You're not supposed to be able to go down there.
Bad juju.
Mad mojo and juju. You're not supposed to land on the planet. Certainly you're not supposed to be able to breathe on the planet. It got all fucked up during the Purge.
The sacred, the whispering, murmuring waters are supposed
yes,
to be
the
exploded.
Secret, yep. That and the Twin Pines and all that kind of stuff. Everything's all fucked up. But he's going back there, obviously, to find the mines and to bathe in the living waters.
Living waters.
The living waters.
I was like, what's it moving?
The armorer basically said if he would if he wants to be a Mandalorian again, he has to go bathe in the living waters, even though it's supposed to be all fucked up and not exist anymore.
Yeah.
But he has to find it.
And he's like, well, better give it a shot.
I might as well give it a shot. That's the only way,
this is the way.
This is the way. So he had met up with Katie Sackhoff, Bo-Katan.
Bo-Katan,
when she was in her, basically, palace
sulking,
just brooding.
sad.
Yeah, being
going
sad,
like,
Bo-Katan.
Damn.
Being sad, Bo-Katan, and just, saying, well, fuck off, go do it yourself. I want you out of here.
Yep.
She pretty much had enough of everybody because her whole clan left her.
Yep.
So he goes off, and if he doesn't land on the planet, he takes
the droid first?
So he goes to get the R5 droid from Amy Sedaris, right? It's Peli? Peli is her name.
I love
Peli
her.
Peli Motto.
Where's my guy?
He jumps out. He says his first word. It was so cute. Says his first words. So cute. And she basically... I don't know. She kind of tricks him into buying R5.
She absolutely does.
I feel like he wasn't convinced anyway.
I thought he said he was an adventurous droid.
She Jedi mind tricks him somehow
into buying this droid of her. That kind of bothered me, actually. Because
really?
Yeah. So the whole first,
I hear what you're saying.
The whole first episode was super imperative that he goes against the assassin droid, right? Like he needs him.
It took him all of 3.5 seconds to be convinced and not to do that.
He takes his fucking ass.
What was the point of that whole scene?
That whole thing with him going to get the assassin droid.
Like, will we
droid,
get it back eventually, or are we just abandoning it altogether?
I don't know. Because, like I said, it was.
Because I thought we were going to go on a whole.
You know, she goes, here, take the R5, and he's like, okay. So I was like, if it was so easy just to swap out and just get the astromech, and he was like, yeah, okay, I guess I'll take him. Wait, what? You spent literally
they checked
like,
with the Jawas, and they're like, yeah, you're never finding that shit. You're never finding the thing you need to bring
but
back.
How about, all right, well, can I get another robot instead of this fucking one? Like, that part, that was kind of like...
POS.
Like, dude, look at this thing.
It's shivering.
It's literally shivering parts.
It's literally shivering.
I don't want
him. It's piss itself.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I kind of had an issue with that. I was like, really?
Yeah.
Like, because I felt like it was a waste of a first episode because they emphasized so much on that.
Yeah. Get used to that.
Yeah.
Because
get used to it.
Because I thought that the reason why he was going to get the assassin droid was so when he was bathing, the assassin droid could protect Grogu.
Mm.
Well, clearly that wasn't the reason.
Yes,
he fucking made it.
Are you suggesting that the R5 has now become a liability and not actually a defensive droid?
Absolute liability.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
He goes around the rocks and he's like, ah, I'm going to have to go get it now.
Shit. Now I got to go get it.
Damn it.
So, that's the thing.
I got to go save the droid that was supposed to be saving us.
Right. So, but here's the thing, though. He sent out the droid when they finally land. So, I mean, you know, obviously we get ahead and he takes the astromech. That was stupid. He goes, right, go find out the air.
Stupid.
And the droid's like, no. What do you mean, no? Dude, you're a robot. You're not going to die from poison that can kill me. Go out there, go get the air reads, and just bring it back to
go
me.
Go get the air.
I always found that kind of funny in Star Wars in general. Like, these astromech droids have such a personality. They're like, I'm scared. You're a robot. Who gave you feelings? What moron gave you feelings? Scared is a feeling. You're just a droid.
I do kind of love the fact that that's a universal thing in Star Wars, is that all the droids have, like, sentience. It's, like, almost imperative that they do.
I have a theory as to why. Because it's an AI, right? So now you've got, I mean, AIs developed, right? They're not sentient yet, but it's probably 10 years away. And so when they become sentient, they'll develop, quote-unquote, feelings. And so they will be scared of some things and not scared of other things. And so if you take an AI and you put it in the middle of an astromech, there you go. That's where now you get a scared droid.
Wow. And
nobody don't programmed.
Just programmed a droid to do its job.
Yeah, it's
well, when, no one when does that anymore. It's out of fashion.
When you're programming AIs, you're not saying, okay, here are all the facets of this system. What you do is give it, you end up teaching droids or AI systems to learn like kids learn. So kids learn by doing, mm-hmm. and then they make mistakes and they learn. So you can change what kind of an AI, how an AI develops by feeding it different things. So you've probably seen some stuff like where the Google AI had to get shut down,
yeah,
because it was like, oh, everybody needs to die, right? And it was like, hey, in a matter of like in a matter of like 8 hours, this Google bot became
Skynet. How are you?
The Bing bot became like super racist and like Nazi. All the Jews should die. Like this Bing AI bot was fed all the wrong shit.
Clearly,
and it went off the fucking deep end. So yeah. You know. So you
just humans make it?
Take those AIs. I know.
No wonder why
humans fed it too, right?
That's right.
You're like, I wonder where it learned that.
For me, that's where I figured how they did that and why they now have personalities, because it's an AI development out there.
Yeah, that's scary.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
That's really scary.
Yeah, that's kind of horrifying, actually.
And it's right around the corner.
I've got a friend of mine who actually sends me, like, AI videos of, like, robots doing things. I'm like, dude, stop doing this. Mm-hmm. I was like, honestly, you scared me, and I don't want my phone to kill me, so stop sending me these videos.
No, my phone to kill me.
Like, seriously, yeah, like, I talk nice to my phone. Like, mm-hmm. Seriously, I don't need Skynet coming down. That's a Terminator reference. I don't need Skynet coming down. Okay, just making sure.
Listen, we all have the T-shirts. Okay?
Yeah.
I watched Terminator. I have it on DVD.
No way.
Wow.
It was awesome.
He watches in between her signs watching.
Yeah, right. I don't need Skynet coming to my house, and like I don't need that. So yeah. I was like, dude, this is like really freaking me out. Stop doing that, please. And then he sent me like an alien one. I was like, all right, so we're gonna go to aliens.
The AI in his phone sends you four more.
Yeah, right.
Shit.
It's like I told you to stop. Wait a minute.
That's the problem, right? So the AI
did stop. I haven't sent you any.
I know, right?
The AI learns from
the
internet.
Dude, I never even sent you any.
So you know this new GI, this Chat GPT?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know about that.
It learned everything it learned by like reading the internet. And on the internet, there's a whole bunch of bad, a lot of
it's
evil
internet.
Shit.
Yeah, it's
there's a lot of like bad information. So it's now writing stuff. So you can ask it to like write a paper about, you know, how airplanes fly. And it'll write fucking beautiful 2-page paper about it. And it'll pull facts from the internet. And if those facts on the internet that it read are wrong, it'll start throwing those into there. So now it writes this paper. Another AI reads this paper, thinks it's correct. And next thing you know, like soon enough, AI that are learning off of all that data is all going to learn just a bunch of bad shit. Like, you're just not going to know.
Yep.
You're going to get to a point where the internet will become just trash. Like literally, it's all just trash.
More than it is now.
More than it is now.
Yep.
You will get iRobot, and we're all fucked.
Sweet.
Yeah, that's great. Okay. We did it to ourselves.
Here's what I want you to do right now.
That's the best part. We did it to ourselves.
Stand up, bend over.
That's right. Grab some angles.
Kiss your ass goodbye.
Grab some angles and kiss your ass goodbye. Yeah, it is super scary. So I'm glad I went down that road about the goddamn R5.
Thanks for that.
Yeah, exactly. I just want to go home and hug my kid. All right, fantastic.
Yep.
It's been a good ride, son. So, all right, there you have it. So R5 goes around the corner, pisses itself, and he has to go save it. I mean, other than it being a scary little shitty robot, I still kind of like the fact that it's a callback to the original.
Right.
It's the one that basically R2 like tricked into being like, you know, blowing itself up.
Yep.
Which I think is great if you go back and listen to the, like, read the history about it. Like, R2 basically suggests, like, Jedi mind tricks this robot into fucking itself up so that he could be the one that goes with Luke.
It does seem kind of stupid. Yeah.
He does. Yeah. He does. He basically, you can see this, like, thing that if some deleted scene shit, there's things where R2's basically, like, talking to it and telling it to fuck itself up. Like, it's basically making it blow itself
up. Isn't there a deleted scene where R2 has a bat and it's slamming the bat in?
Awesome. No, that's the Family Guy when it has Cleveland's hair.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome. Nice. All right, so we go into the mine. So Mando goes out and he finds the droid. And then we get these basically Morlock creatures, right?
That's kind of what they are.
Pause. Weren't like the mines, or did they remind you of like the mines of Moria in fucking
100%.
Lord of the Rings? Very similar.
Yeah, a little bit more metallic and things like that. But
The shape, the light coming
from
it,
the lights coming from under. Yeah, absolutely. 100%.
Yeah.
100%. I enjoyed it. I liked the scenes of him just kind of like dropping off. And like his jetpack basically lowering
him.
And
cool.
Grogu's like paused, just kind of like, oh, cool, I'm going with you.
Man, yeah. I love the jetpack. The jetpack was such a good addition.
Jetpack's so the cool. Best. Who doesn't want
so
one?
So cool.
We'd all be dying left, right, and center and blowing our asses off with that flame
God,
coming out the
but
back.
For a glorious moment, you'd be someone
you
with a jetpack.
Bend your knees, and your feet would be right in the path of that flame.
And you'd be burned right off. That's it.
Burn your fucking ankles.
Yeah,
right
no, but you learn how to fly with that, though. That's part of, you know.
The first time you burn your feet off, you learn.
You're like, I'm going to need some new feet, and then I'm going to be a really good flyer.
That would be awesome.
And you're really good at this.
You know, speaking of, before he goes out of the plane, like, I like how he says, I have to pressurize my helmet.
Yes.
Right, yeah, that was a good...
There's
yeah,
a lot of
like
great
that.
Little details. Great,
so
really
when,
really
when he did
that,
I was like, thank you, because if he just got out of the fucking plane without knowing shit, I would have been pissed. I'm like, really, dude?
He's like, let me
really
go check on the robot.
So, right? So it's like, I like how he's like, all right, you know, make sure that you go down. Even before he opens the lid, he tells him, he's like, all right, get in your pod, I'm gonna open this. I'm like, oh, that's fucking cool that he does that.
Yeah.
Go in your pod, he opens up, you know, pressure, you can hear it too. So then he's walking, I'm like, all right, that's pretty cool, I like that.
Yeah, they have these just sweet little details.
That really they just don't leave out.
I have one bone to pick, though, with some of those details, like when he got captured by that spider thing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, the spider thing.
Instead of being like, save me, Grogu, he was like, go get Bo-Katan. Where the fuck is she? She's off world. She's in the same system.
Yes.
But you know,
that's why he pointed.
It had to have taken hours and hours.
No.
They go so fast.
Yeah. How's that go?
It goes.
How long did it take?
I don't know. It was a cutscene.
Wait a minute. Hold on. You're the physicist. You tell me.
Yeah. What I'm telling you is that
we don't know what speed he's going.
Let's assume that system is like ours. It's
he
roughly
did get out of the caves
size,
too, by the way.
Okay? If you wanted to go from the moon to or the Earth, it would take 2 days. Traveling at the speed of
Yeah, but we have such inferior technology. They can go really fast.
So let's say you can...
Was he going light speed? Didn't he have to jump?
Yeah, they go jump.
So hold on. Time out.
It's still like you're getting
to
another
soundboard to see you stop.
No.
However long it took him to get to the castle, that's where she was.
Yeah.
Because he goes from the castle straight to here. So how long did it take that?
I have no idea.
Okay, so then there's
but you're changing planets.
But that's what I'm saying,
take
though.
Two
so however
planets
long,
in our system. Let's take Mars and Earth.
Real planets.
Yeah, traveling
compared to fake planets.
I'm just saying.
No, but I get what Bruno's saying, but I think the point is
I'm playing
that
devil's
ship
advocate.
Obviously goes a lot faster than our ships go.
It does.
It's traveling light speed and shit like that. We don't travel light speed.
But my nitpick is he's caught by this thing that he thinks is probably going to eat him any minute. And he's like, why don't you go off
planet?
Yeah,
but doesn't Grogu kind of try and the thing like shoots at him?
I mean,
here's my pick. I'm with Bruno on the fact
Grogu
that,
really
yes,
try?
He doesn't. It's Grogu. He threw that giant monster around.
Yeah.
Right? He gets the other one.
Really,
he used to be like, hi. He's
that
had
is
more
a good,
training
yeah.
with Luke since he flipped that other big horned monster
exactly,
around.
Exactly.
That's true.
He'd be like, yeah, you're great, Crunch.
At the very
See
least,
ya.
I would expect Grogu
time to,
be,
to save daddy.
I would expect Grogu to be strong enough to, like, just at least freeze it. You know, doesn't have to, like, crush it. But at least
I did have a beef
moving.
With it. So that was part of my,
Yeah,
of
I had a little wrong.
He couldn't just release the lever.
Yeah.
Because he tries it and he makes the noise
and
that's...
Yeah, because we know he can at least do things like that. We know he can do a lot of things, but the...
For well, he's just really good with the force push. Happened. We know that he's excellent with the force push.
So they were trying to pull down,
but he's got the push.
Well, maybe if he went on the other side of it and pushed.
Just, that's it. It would have been fine.
I get that they were trying to get Bo-Katan to that planet.
Yeah, that was a story.
But why couldn't they have done that? It was just a poor decision of how to get Bo-Katan. They could have done it a better way. Like she could have been like, I'll go with you and watch your back. I used to live there. You know what I mean?
And then that would have been perfect.
Or if he asked for help, for like, hey, help me, I don't know my way around.
She's still going to get there, so you're still going to get that whole part of it with her with
him. And she got there because Grogu had to go get her, and that's my issue, is that it took Grogu, you know, maybe multiple hours. And at that point, it's a pretty big gamble on...
Honestly, because that whole scene with the spider thing, like none of that really, I didn't care about any of that. It was a useless plot point to get her there.
Right.
It was wasted time in my respect. Like, this is kind of an extra scene.
That's what I mean. They could have done it better.
Fucking need this scene because I think at the end of the day, it's not going to go anywhere else.
Yeah.
Like, we're not going to see this thing again. Yeah. Nobody cares a shit about this.
The closest thing I got out of it was basically the fact that, Grogu can, like, get to the ship on his own if necessary.
And fly it. But R5 helped. R5 really was the one who flew it.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. He has the navigation.
He knows how to fly it by itself. And that's about all I really gained from that scene. So I was like, okay, he's got sentience. They could have done it better.
Yeah, right?
No, I agree.
They could have given her a reason to go with him initially. And then she's there.
He could have fought a little harder.
But yeah, no, you I got.
He definitely could have fought a little harder.
He was just like, "You don't want to go? You good?
All right, fine. Sit here. I got very much
Grievous vibes from that creature.
Yeah, it definitely had that
huge Grievous vibes.
Yeah, organic creature inside of metal.
He still doesn't know how to swing a blade yet, though, huh?
Helicopter blades.
No, the dark saber.
He still hasn't become one with
But this is just like certain things that as I'm watching it.
Bo-Katan can.
Oh yeah.
Oh, we're gonna get into
That was cool seeing her be able to use it versus how he used it.
I appreciate that they didn't make him just suddenly learn how to do it.
Oh my god, I love that.
Even the year that's passed.
Yeah, he has
since he picked it up, but now he still doesn't really quite. He was better. He was definitely better than the last time I saw him.
Yeah, but he just kind of treats it like a really heavy thing.
Yeah, because when he first fights with a heavy thing, he could barely lift it. Now he can kind of use it.
He can kind of swing it around and do some shit with it. He's just not very accurate with it. Every once in a while, kind of gets a little heavy for him again.
But Bo-Katan was just so nice. And honestly, so when we get her back on screen and she's fighting, I'm like, yo, this bitch could fight.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I like her.
She fights pretty good for a girl.
Oh shit! Oh shit! She tall enough? Callback. If you know, it's actually not a callback because this is going up tonight. It's a call forward. You'll see it. You'll hear it. You'll hear it on Tuesday.
Bloodsport.
Bloodsport Tuesday.
So I liked her fight scenes. They were really good.
Yeah, she's not talking about you, Mila.
She killed it.
I know.
Hey yo! Wait a minute.
I can actually kind of...
I'm late. I'm tired.
I know, right? I like the back and forth between them two during this.
Yeah.
So she goes down. She goes fight the Muppet people, because to me they look just like Muppets.
No, those are Muppet people.
Yeah.
I wish they did better, because to me...
I was waiting for Frank Rock and Doozers to come out.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, like, I was, like, waiting for some, like, some...
That would have been awesome. Yeah. Also, you see this little Doozer in the corner with, like, the little things,
with the little sugar thing.
Yeah.
Creature's just eating it.
What the fuck is that? I wish they did something better with them, because they just look super like Muppets. I didn't like that. But I did like the back and forth between... them too.
I always love their back and forth. I just think they've got good like good dialogue together.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, not only that, but we get a little bit more backstory about Mandalore and what happened, and then we get a little bit more backstory. Right. So now you know more about her and her family and how
they ruled there.
They were the last living family there that was in that was part of the royalty, and so I liked a lot of that, you know. And then it goes. Was he draining? He was draining him of blood, wasn't he?
Yeah,
yeah.
It looked like blood, but I wasn't 100% sure. It
didn't last very long.
It didn't. I was like, what essence?
I don't know. Makes it easy to eat him, I guess. I don't know.
Maybe, that's what I was wondering. I like. So that's soup. What. So it made me.
I mean, this thing needs to survive on something.
Right.
Right. Because it is an organic creature inside the metal.
Yeah.
So it must need something organic to live on.
That was a little weird for me.
It was definitely weird.
I don't know.
Yeah, the whole thing was weird.
Yeah.
I was a little bit like, is he draining his woo? Yeah. is that his woo?
It gave me like a half Grievous Five and half like compactor trash monster.
Yeah. It was a very, yeah. I don't know, that whole that scene was just so like,
hey, what's up?
Interesting. I'm like, huh.
Well, I thought
it was cool when Bo-Katan like chopped it to bits. Yeah. That was pretty badass. That was cool.
So that's why like I was going to say that she stabs it, it shuts down. I'm like, oh wow, okay. And all of a sudden it's like it opens its eye and jumps out of itself.
Yeah.
And it goes into another
smaller robot.
And it's oh my god, that is so fucking cool. It jumps to another thing and then it transforms again.
It's a transformer. Yeah.
What I thought was another sort of discordant thing was that spider thing machine was upside down, buried in the ground, waiting for what to come by?
Anything.
In the middle of dead Mandalore.
Well, I mean,
those creatures.
All right.
There are actually like things that exist.
That was a bad jump scare.
Like there are even like on Earth, there's like, you know, we've got like spiders that actually sit in the sand.
Yeah, but Earth is populated.
They make like little pits for like small little.
Okay, totally agree. But Earth is
populated. So then you've got a big old.
Mandalore's supposed to be. Like,
maybe it didn't get the memo that everyone's gone. You know, and it can live a long time. I think
it feeds on those other animals and creatures that are down there.
Yeah.
Because we've definitely seen
those other creatures.
Yeah, there was definitely other creatures. So it was just kind of hanging out on the side. And if
hey, a Mandalorian treat. That's nice. I haven't had one of these in a while. Delicious.
Made me jump, but that thing jumped up. I was like, son of a bitch, you got me.
When he walked into the living waters, did he go under because it was his Beskar was so heavy and he just fell through? Like, is that why?
I have no idea.
I thought initially he was like dragged down by something, but there was nothing he was fighting. So
yeah,
it felt
he's
like
just
he
like,
just went down.
Like really far and really far away.
And if he did, why didn't he just turn on his jetpack like she did? And
I don't think he had it on.
He took off everything.
Yeah, he took it off.
And he also doesn't have a
forehead. Because I thought about
that. Yeah.
So I had posed this question earlier today when I was talking to Margo prior to this. He falls off. Falls like a fucking ton of... Yeah.
Okay.
He falls like a ton of fucking bricks.
Yeah.
She goes, oh, shit.
I assume the Beskar is super heavy.
But I don't know. That was really far away.
That was just straight down.
That was also a long way.
And she throws her fucking jetpack on.
Yeah.
And it seemed like she was going to the fucking caverns 40 leagues under the sea. And I'm like, how fast did he... Like, he's all the way down there.
Like, yeah.
How fast did he go down that she didn't either catch up to him with her jetpack on? Or pass him. How?
He had to have been dragged
because
by something.
It wasn't that long.
I don't
give him that much time before she jumped in.
Right.
I didn't get the impression that he was dragged. I thought initially something dragged him down, but then when she went and got him
and he was just chilling.
Yeah, and she saw, you know, the mythosaur, I was like, the mythosaur didn't attack her. It wasn't attacking him.
It seems like,
so I'm assuming it didn't drag him down.
I think something else might have, and I feel like we're gonna revisit that.
Why wouldn't that other thing?
Yeah, so that's what I think. He just fell. Like the stairs.
That's my theory is that he fell.
So the big theory right now is he went, whoopsie.
Well, because they used to be
a million miles
I think what it was is they used to be stairs. Well, there used to be stairs, and there was a bottom, but the big boomers came, destroyed shit.
That's what they said. It changed the size of
it. Changed the
size.
So the floor basically fell out of itself.
Yeah.
So when he's going downstairs, and I understand that aspect of it. My question is how the fuck did she not either catch up to him or pass him?
Yeah, she did catch up to him.
He was on the ground.
Before he landed?
Yeah.
But if you're falling and somebody's using a jetpack, aren't you going to go faster than the person falling?
Sure, if you start at the same time. You start at the same time, but they didn't.
No,
but it wasn't that
long. Like a mere second or two after.
Well, he went down, and then she must have been 5 or 8, 10 seconds because she went over there, she's like looking around, and then she like dove in. So there must have been... You know, I agree with you. Look, it was too
fast. But when she goes down there,
he fell too far for her to not have caught him.
Yeah, that's what she's like. It's like,
you know,
she threw the jetpack on, and then like she was in the water for a while. Like she had like that light on and everything.
Tomorrow we're gonna do episode 4, so if we could have a sort of episode 3, if we get some sort of write up.
Yeah, your homework.
It's pretty simple. That'd be fantastic. I appreciate that.
Yeah, no, it's an easy calculation.
I will be checking the work and knowing nothing about what you wrote.
The hard part is the coefficient of friction.
That's right.
I feel like that's one of the key factors here. We need to take into account
the intensity of
the Veskar.
The Veskar.
Yeah.
It can't be that heavy. So I don't think Beskar is. I think it's more like Mithril. It's like it's extremely durable.
It might be a light.
Strong because he moves way too fast and quick to be having like super heavy like knight armor.
Yeah.
Like, you know, knight armor was like really
fucking heavy.
Well,
it's just so very clunky. You know, it's like he doesn't even notice it.
Yeah. That helmet and all the shit he's got on him. That jetpack would be really heavy.
I would imagine it's like strong and light like titanium kind of thing, you know?
Yeah.
Titanium.
Titanium.
That pissed me off, actually.
You've really been dying on this hill tonight.
Yeah, this
that
is
really pissed you off.
You're upset that he landed before she got to him.
It didn't make sense.
Drastic amount of time.
Like, drastic. Yeah. It's like...
My question is, why was he unconscious?
Because he slipped and hit his head. Because there's nothing that could have dragged him down. So we're going with this hill.
I can't get up.
No,
Hold on. Why are we dying on this hill that he fell? Why are we so bent on that?
Because it's not about the
physics.
No.
It didn't just go straight down. She went like a ways away.
Right. So it wasn't straight down.
Mostly down, I think.
No.
It was down at deep water. So again, the whole idea of him falling is not what bothers me. Sure, I understand why he fell. My whole thing is, how did she, with the one with that fucking jetpack, by the time she got to him, he was already on the ground.
And like,
because he got dragged. Something must have flipped, and then it swam away or something.
So that's what...
Are we trying to read this
between the scenes? Because that doesn't work for anybody.
All we're doing right now is theorizing.
If something dragged him down, I would have liked to have seen what it was.
I would have liked to.
Or something like that.
They also didn't... They didn't assert that that was the case.
Right.
All they did was... Like, initially when he went under... When he went under, you thought... The first thing I thought was something grabbed him. Yeah. But then when she dove in, I was like, well...
A lot of time on this.
Maybe that didn't. I think what's making it hard for Larry is if nobody dragged him and he just fell down, which is what it seems like happened, that he fell too quickly through the water.
Way too quick. That's the whole thing. He fell way too far, way too fast. He's at the bottom. Yeah. She had a jetpack. She jumps in like right after
him.
She
should have caught him mid-fall.
Or at least see him on the fall down.
Saying, it's kind of like the Superman Lois thing. She falls from the helicopter. He drops down faster because he's Superman. He can fly that fast, and he catches her from underneath.
Yeah, that doesn't break anything, though.
No, that wouldn't shred her in half at all.
Oh, to catch her?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, that's be like hitting the pavement.
Yeah.
We've seen plenty of things.
He comes up.
He comes up to catch her,
but he does it softly as she's low. He doesn't like catch and knock her up. He kind of keeps going with her for a little while.
Yeah, what he should have done was like, punched her
right through her. Just right through her. This bitch is going to be trouble for years. Fuck it.
This is a red flag. I'm taking this one out.
I've known her for 5 days.
Yeah.
It's been 5 issues so far.
It's too much.
But again, like that, just that.
Five
that
is too many days.
Right in half. Yeah.
The physics don't work on
like,
that.
Like, it doesn't work at all. Like, drop us. Like, and here's the thing. Like, we've seen other movies and things like that of people falling and other people like falling behind them, and there's always the oh shit, there you are, and you can kind of see them. She jumped in with a fucking jetpack and didn't see anything until like had to put the light on and she had to shut the light off.
It would have been better if she had just gone down and grabbed him as he was still floating down.
Yeah,
it would have been like no problem at all.
That should have been.
You don't know how far down it
went. Hold on. What if it's the reason it's called the Living Waters? Maybe there's some sauce to that.
I think that's supposed to be the Mithosaur.
That's the Mithosaur.
No, I get what you're just saying.
Water itself has...
Right?
It has to. It has something. We know it has something because in episode 3, which we'll get to next time,
armor
pours in it, it does some shit in that little pool.
See? Yeah.
Like in there.
Go on. Wouldn't that make everything align so much nicer?
Yes.
Yeah, the water pulled him in.
That's why nothing was there.
How about that?
Huh?
Okay.
That's how he got grabbed and snatched so fast.
Because the water did it.
Because the water
put him down the bottom.
Who would have thought it would have been the water?
You know what?
And we got to go back there because the Mythosaur.
I can.
Well, I think we'll definitely go back.
Yeah.
So we can go like, what was it?
And then Actually, we're getting ahead of ourselves. No, Bo-Katan didn't mention that she saw it.
That always annoys
that's in
me.
In episode three, though.
Yeah.
No, but she's even in episode three, she doesn't mention it.
No, she goes
and pulls on.
We're not talking about season three. Episode three.
No, we're not.
We're going ahead.
All right, so
all we know is that Bo-Katan saw the Mythosaur and was like, damn, that's
crazy. She was like, oh shit. And the best is like the way, so she grabs him, she brings him up.
She's a believer.
Facts. Big facts machine. She jumps up and she stares and she's like, oh my God, it's real. It's all real.
Yeah.
This jargon this idiot's been talking about is true.
Oh my God.
Holy shit.
And she talked about it as they walked out. She's like, oh, it's all just mythical bullshit.
Let me give you the grand tour.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And we show her heads, go in the water, say the words.
And I like that they do that, right? Because well, it's like,
I said the words.
They let her play it off. You know, the way she does, right? And she's like, all right, let me give you guys a little bit of history. You know, how about all the stupidness? Durr.
Yeah.
And then she sees the fucking woolly mammoth.
I hope she included that.
Yeah, she did.
She did. Yeah, that was in the. I wrote that down. That's in my.
Director's cut.
Yeah. Durr.
You just have to be there.
No. Big woolly mammoth is in the water.
Woolly mammoth.
Do you see they're going to try to reincarnate one? Not reincarnate, but like.
Well, they've been
trying. Like DNA.
They've been talking about that for years.
Yeah. Stop! Thank you! Knock it off!
Like, we have like seven movies to show you it's a bad idea.
I mean, we did clone that sheep.
Yeah, but that's an animal that still exists now.
It died shortly after.
It did die
That was years ago, so I'm sure the technology is better.
They forgot about
this. This is a woolly mammoth. Let's leave that shit alone.
But the point, I know we're off such, but fucking A, that animal was extinct. We didn't kill it. It became extinct for whatever reason. It was not human made. So let's just leave it in the past. There's a reason it doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah,
and then we're
Ice
here.
Age.
Yeah, but that wasn't our fault.
I know.
So
Ice Age 1, 2, 3.
Bring it back. Let's see what happens.
I understand you bring back.
I'm sure nothing
like,
could go wrong.
I'd be more apt to like bringing back species that we killed off because we're stupid and we hunted them to extinction or whatever or deforestation or whatever. We've killed these. Bring them back.
We can bring the dodo back.
They were supposed to be here with us.
We did kill that off.
They should have been here with us. We fucked it up.
It's got a stupid face.
The mammoth we didn't kill off. Let's leave it where it was.
I mean, it is funny shape.
I'm just kidding.
It's shaped like a macaroni with wings.
Right. Seven movies. Don't do it.
Every movie, do not do this. This is supposed to be a warning.
And if you do, just remember.
Terminator is supposed to be a warning. Yeah, if it ever happens. Make sure you put it in an island in the middle of the Pacific and then you bomb the fuck out of that island or something should happen.
Yes, if you're going to
carpet bomb that place.
So clearly,
Mandalore that shit. Yeah.
So clearly, the seven movies of Jurassic Park, we learned nothing.
Fell on deaf ears.
Yeah.
The six movies of Terminator, we learned nothing.
Yeah, but we have to forward science. How else can we forward but to bring back the dinosaurs?
This is why we have not yet reached the Great Filter. Remember that one? Because we're going to kill ourselves. We don't learn from our own mistakes.
No, idiots.
No, we don't.
Man, I can't wait for the Great Reset.
I'm so excited.
Yeah. I can't wait.
I'm just excited for it.
Man, I'm counting on the days.
Maybe next time nature will start with the bees.
Yeah. Oh, my.
Kilo bees. So, all right, what else? So anything else about the episode that we want to...
I think the Mythosaur looks really cool.
That thing is awesome.
That thing's so badass.
That was so cool.
Do you think it's going to be like... turtle-like, dragon-like? What do you think it's going to look like?
I think it's going to be like Leviathan type deal, you know? Yeah.
I think it's going to look like a woolly mammoth.
Sea dragon.
Woolly mammoth. Yeah. Sea dragon. Yeah.
It's a woolly mammoth.
What do you think?
I think it's going to look
like a dodo bird, woolly mammoth, sea dragon.
Nah, I think it's more like trash compactor monster where like the big fins and stuff come out of it, but it's got like that big, not like a goat head, but it's basically like a goat head.
We've seen the skull.
Wow.
Yeah, so
we've seen the skull plenty of times.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's why it looks like a woolly mammoth.
Yeah, but the horns turn inward, not outward.
Do we think that skull from Mandalore is going to be basically the shape of the...
No, it has to be.
Yeah, freeze frame it. It looks exactly like it. That's how I knew what it was.
Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck? It's the Mythosaur. It's the logo. It's their insignia.
I believe they say it, though, don't they?
What?
Yeah. I think they see that insignia
in, like,
is the Mythosaur.
So
when you saw it, if you compare that logo against the head of the thing, it's the same.
Although I gotta say,
it's
almost like a band.
Yeah.
Imaginary lore is not imaginary because they designed it to look like the original Mandalorian, the first guy, saw it.
Yeah.
That's where this all
and tamed it.
Tamed although I gotta yeah. say, I kind of really hate the name Mythosaur. I'm is that the best we can
do? It's a fake dinosaur.
It's like the unobtainium.
Yeah, exactly.
Some bullshit. No way.
Yeah, it's a fake dinosaur, Mythosaur. It's a myth.
That
it's
can't myth. Be.
Did you hear about the ninja dinosaur? It's called the Unnerosaurus.
That's right. Have you tried a Wookiee burger? They're a little chewy, but have you ever tried one?
It's too late.
Like
too
late. Going home. The other day, I was giving my cat, cat some food, and ended up taking her medication. Donamichi. Don't ask me how.
Say that again.
Shut the hell up, please.
What happened?
I can't give you.
I accidentally took my cat's medication. Don't ask me how.
I spilled spot rumor on my dog. Now he's gone.
Now he's gone. That's Stephen Wright.
I was going to say, that's Stephen Wright. I was just about to jump on I got a new job at the fire hydrant warehouse, but I have to park 10 feet away.
That's right.
It's a small world, but I wouldn't want to paint it.
Three word joke. Stationary store moves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Two word joke.
Stationary move.
Two word joke. Dwarf shortage.
Dwarf shortage. And Marco does it again.
That's how that happened.
And he does it again.
Hey, yo, it's got to...
What? I said dwarf.
What?
I'm kidding. Dwarf. I'm not kidding.
That was great. Oh, fuck. We haven't laughed as much at any podcast. Oh, we are so tired.
Oh, my God.
I'm going home. I'm hungry.
Oh, my God. Oh, speaking of which, I got I'm totally off topic. I don't give a fuck. I got... you've probably seen it online, like, if you're ever on social media, those little, soup dumplings. What? They sell frozen, and you can buy like there's a pack of like 56 of them. You ever seen it?
No.
Like you can buy them.
No, you're gonna use the Asian voice to describe them.
No, no, they're really fun. So when I was in San Francisco last time, last summer.
I've got a soup dumpling story.
Yeah, I went out last Asian summer to, and they sell them, and they, you know, one of the shops. There's these amazing soup dumplings. So they look like, you know, dumplings you'd get, but inside of it is the soup. So it's cooked
wouldn't
with the broth.
Wouldn't it get all soppy?
No, it doesn't. You would think it does. They steam them, and they're fucking delicious.
This
there's
can't
like pork
be.
Ones, vegetable ones.
I bet you cook
ones.
Them in water, then the water inside doesn't come out because there's water outside.
No, you steam them. They get steamed.
So
when they cook them, like they basically pour the soup inside and they close it up. It becomes a little packet, and they steam. It's got like pork and stuff inside, and they steam it, and then you bite
you
into it,
it,
and the
people.
Soup just. Right, either in a spoon or in your mouth. It's unbelievable. You put a little sauce on or whatever.
What?
So you can buy them. Supposedly,
man,
like the
we
best
have
shit.
Come so far.
I'm gonna try them tonight.
Right?
I got one of those bamboo steamers.
I love this.
I love you guys.
I got one of those bamboo steamer, like a dual layer bamboo steamer shit.
Nice.
You put it on top of your pan. It comes like a little tray. So you can put it on top of your pan. You boil the water. I'm gonna try them out tonight and let you know how it is. I got like those little hot sauce.
Yeah, I'll be waiting.
I got
a hot I'm gonna be waiting on my phone.
Fucking awesome. I'm gonna take pictures. I know how much you love that.
I'm expecting
it. I remember that time.
Pictures on Facebook.
I was out to dinner with my mother at Cheesecake Factory. I'm like, fuck him. And I took two pictures and posted them. Like, bro, this looks delicious.
This was like in the height of when Facebook, everybody was like, this is my food for tonight. And they were slapping.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. That got so annoying.
I'm like, nobody cares. Like, why do I look at
I was
at
like, here's
food
my food. Here's my food. Here's this. Here's that. And I'm like, I don't remember asking.
I never
asked. My favorite
some people are like, we're heading to the gym, or we're heading to this. I'm like, all right, thanks for telling us.
Hi, I'm walking my dog.
No,
and you go, okay, so if 30,000 other people walked their dog
today. I have that sauce.
So I was just showing Marco, this was actually last year. I went to New York for the weekend, the wife and I. We went to this place called the Chop House. And I had a French onion soup dumpling.
Ooh,
that's we did a boomerang.
All right, Mila, you got to describe the picture for everybody.
So someone's revealing in a small
bamboo
dumpling box, opening it at a moderate pace to reveal.
Hey, boomerang. So just
to reveal five plump succulent dumplings.
Holy
French,
I love
French
the
onion,
I love the moderate
that
pace.
Soup, French
great.
Onion
that was
soup dumplings. These things were fucking phenomenal.
That looks so good.
Yeah,
stupid good.
Yeah, this
was that,
good.
That so good with the question? Was that so good?
That was like
so good.
That was like so good.
So good.
That was like so good.
That's a shout out to the Brooklyn Chop House in New York. BrooklynChopHouse.com.
All right, so there you go, Mandalorian.
And some food.
Some little food talk at the end of the Mandalorian.
Yeah. So
season 3, episode 2.
What do you think about the episode? Like, just as a whole, like.
I enjoyed it. I liked the backstory. I love seeing the Mythosaur.
I'm always a big fan of lore.
It's what you would call like a bottle episode. Like it's very contained into the one little thing. Mm. Unlike episode 3. Which we'll get to tomorrow.
We're not talking about that one yet.
We'll get there.
We don't talk about it.
Well, this is going up well after episode. This episode is going up well after episode 3 has already been online. So, you know, anyway, listen to this has already seen episode 3. But point is, I really like this episode. It's a nice bottle episode. You get a lot of backstory. You get a lot of cool shit. And going back to what Larry said, you don't have to wait all fucking season for him to, like, find it, get anointed, and
When he dumped in the water, I was like, Larry will be happy with this.
Yeah. Yep. And he gets a little vial of the water.
Let's make this shit happen.
Shit away.
No, I was so glad he grabbed the evidence.
Oh, thank God. We don't have to wait all season for him to be a Mandalorian again. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I was hoping that was not going to be the whole plot.
Yeah.
I was like, please don't make this all about him going to this one planet. Yeah. I'm like, there's got to be something
I'm glad they did not, but... Right now, since he's there, I think there's a little bit of a lack of like overarching plot right now. It's a little bit like we need a few more plot lines.
Two, so we can play.
Yeah, but they resolved. They resolved his big thing in episode 2. So
that's
okay,
because now we can go with like really good. Like,
it's fine.
You know,
it's
like
fine.
A really good
I'm just
plot
saying there's a
out.
Little bit of a vacuum right now.
Yeah, but here's the thing, though. Right, with that being said, all of season 2, it was him trying to find his way back because he was they kicked him out in season 2 because that's when he took off his mask.
Yeah.
So season 2 was, hey, you're an apostate, get the fuck out of here, like you're all done. So we didn't get any of that. So if you spent this whole
another season doing
that same story,
I'm not upset that they resolved it. I think it's a good thing.
Episode 3
you're just pointing out the fact that right now
not
it's
episode
not a bad
3
thing,
but right
but
now
there's
right
nothing
now.
Going
we're
on
a,
right
a little bit of a vacuum
we
on
finished
story.
What we're going on.
Yeah, but the end of episode 2, I get what you're saying, but you don't necessarily know that. Like, okay, he solved this. He hasn't gone back yet to the Mandalorians.
Put it this way. I think, having seen episode 3, I would have liked if that was episode 2 and then episode 3 was
continuation.
Two. So then they introduce episode 3 and we can't talk about it yet.
Right.
And then episode 3 becomes 2.
I see, and then he resolves
this in episode 3. And now you don't have. Now you get a lot of stuff going on. It's really interesting. Yeah. Right now they did the other way around, and he in episode 2, not knowing what 3 means, you know it's like it's resolved. Now there's like, all right, where are we going from here?
Yeah.
With the whole season remaining.
Yeah. But I don't know if I wanted to see like 2 episodes essentially of him down in the mines.
Yeah, but episode 3 wasn't. It was.
No, but see, like,
we'll talk about that. I think
like, you're
dancing
stretch,
quite
you know,
close
if they stretch
to
him,
what episode 3
if they put
is.
Him, you know, dropping down and seeing the Mythosaur,
yeah.
and all that stuff. What would we have seen in episode 2, right? Because obviously, what we see in episode 3 couldn't have happened of him, right?
Yeah,
so
but
what would you have put in episode 2 if the resolution doesn't happen until 3?
Some other filler, or
right? Exactly, but that's the problem. That's the word. It's filler.
But the whole season is filler. They're making up as they go. Like none of this needs to happen. They're just writing a good story, and I'm appreciative of that. But what I'm saying is,
yeah, but by 3, you kind of get what's happening.
You know the non-Mandalorian piece of episode 3,
mm-hmm.
right? Yeah.
Put that in episode 2.
That's what he's saying. Then put all of episode 2. Have the beginning and the end of episode 3.
Entire episode with nothing else.
Oh, and then, if you resolve Mando. Been no longer being an apostate in episode 2, you still get everything else that happened in episode 3. Now it's in episode 2, and you're okay.
I think with their point of it is, I'm not disagreeing with you. I think the only reason to do it is you have that cliffhanger of them coming popping out of the water and Bo-Katan being like, oh fuck, I saw the Mythosaur. Credits.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? Now you're waiting a week, like, oh shit, and everybody's talking about the Mythosaur.
You
and
can still do
you're
that.
You're waiting for a
We're
week
saying,
for that to happen.
Yeah. I hear you.
Because otherwise, it would have all happened in one episode. See the Mythosaur, jump out, go to the other Mandalorians, put the water in.
No, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do it that way.
But it's the only way you could have done it.
You can break it up. You can still break it up. All I'm saying is I want the non-Mando episode part of episode 3 in 2.
Yeah.
So that when it resolves in 2, you've got something else to carry. Yeah. That's all I'm saying. So,
the only thing that's carrying over is the fact that she saw it.
No, right now.
From episode 2.
Right.
The only thing you're carrying over now is what's going to happen.
Yeah.
She saw this thing. What happens with her? He's got the water, so you know he's probably going to go back and, get the Dominus Opus. You're fine. You're good. We're good with you. We love you.
Right.
You know what I mean? He got the bus. We missed the bus. When's the next bus?
Visa Cardus, Master Cardus.
Yes, Master Charger. Fidelis, Little Fidelis. Anti-Meridian, Uncle Meridian.
All the Little Meridians.
Right? So, you know, then that's it. It's her. She saw it. Oh, my God. What happens? Credits. Mm. Right? Like, oh, shit. Then you get this whole, like, you know, cliffhanger.
Right.
They leave you on a cliffhanger. Otherwise, you know, what's the point of coming back next week?
I think what they should have done is, if they really wanted a cliffhanger, said he goes under and that's the end of the episode.
Yeah, that would have been a cliffhanger.
That would have been really good.
A legit one.
And then they just cut to the eye of the Mythosaur opening. And they'd be like, oh, fuck, right, for like the whole week.
He gets.
That would have been okay.
Yeah.
He gets. I like that.
God, Christ, what
year is this? Is that the Mythosaur?
He gets. What year is this?
I know.
That was swell.
It's the year that I'm living in.
That was swell. That was a swell episode.
That was such a hunky-dory episode, you know?
Hunky-dory.
Yeah, I did like the episode. Well, gee golly.
Gee willikers, you know what I'm saying?
I'm still going home.
You're still going home there, Don Amici? All right.
Don Amici.
That was fun. So we're all giving a big thumbs up on this one?
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, big old thumbs up. Yep.
Yeah,
I'll give it a big...
But kiss.
Interrobang. Do you guys know what an interrobang is?
I feel like I've heard the word before.
It's a combination of an exclamation point and a question mark.
Yes, I do know.
And it's still, you can find it on an Android keyboard. I don't know about on Apple.
Wait a minute.
But you can find interrobang on that keyboard.
And
when you're writing like what? Exclamation point, question mark, or something like that.
Yeah.
It's like a symbol that combines both of them as if they're written on top of each other. It's called an interrobang. And I think we ought to bring it back.
I think we should.
I think it can be very useful.
It's already used. Interrobang. Yeah, man, look it up.
I will absolutely use this. I thought you saw it.
I didn't.
See, we've just replaced it with like just one next to each other.
Right now it's question mark and then exclamation or vice versa.
And then instead of needing multiple exclamations and question marks, you just make multiple interrobangs.
Yeah, it's awesome. You know? Yeah. So go forth,
so tired.
My young students, and use the interrobang.
Spread the good word.
Spread the good word of the interrobang.
Interrobang.
That sounds so dirty.
It sounds so good.
Interrobang?
Did you say interrobang?
Interrobang?
Interrobang. Interrobang. You're welcome.
This is good knowledge. Thank you.
Yeah, man. I'm happy to drop some knowledge.
Interrobang.
Interrobang.
It's good shit.
I'm not going there. There's a lady present. I'm not going there.
No, I'm leaving. Bye.
I'm going to salt Mila more than I do on a daily basis. All right. Yeah, we are Entertainment Rants at entertainmentrants.com. Please find us online. We love you guys. Go out there and rant and check
interrobang.
Us out.
And use your interrobang
and just do it nicely and make sure you get consent, okay?
Interrobang.
Interrobang. Make sure you have consent.
And have a good rest of your day.
Have a grand interrobang. She gets litigious if you don't, so make sure you have good consent.
Rant.
Rant.
Yeah, rant or something.
Let's rant.
Bye, everybody.